Welcome back to another episode of the Chronicles of Vaven Gula. You guys are running to the docks. It's a clear night sky, moon's out, and last thing you heard was a loud screeching sound. The camera is like following your feet, and then there's a second camera that is panning across the ocean up to the boat, and once it gets to Olin's ship, it sees splinters of woods being exploded upwards right in the middle of the ship. And you see this vampire explode out of it. And now I get to say my favorite thing. Let's start battle. Cool. Aston, you're first up. You all obviously see where the creature's at, standing right in the middle of the on Jinx's boat.
So yeah, Essence just running across the docks and trying to reach the ship as soon as possible.
Perfect. All right.
That's my turn.
You had no idea what this is?
No, but all I know is that motherfucker's dead for breaking my ship. That was Jinx, obviously.
So, no fireballs. Got it.
Absolutely no fireballs.
Fine.
Unless you want to buy me a new ship.
No, I'm good. And that's my turn.
All right.
I can't move any further. Because I used my action for movement.
Now, Sarasti. It's gonna, you...
it's fast.
You see, it's taking the dash action. It, like, jumps up on one of the cannons and leaps off onto the deck, doing, like, a superhero landing, looks up and charges, but can't reach you, Eston. But he does definitely look like he's coming to you. And that's its turn. Fadio. Fadio is going to be like, he's going to run up to the edge of the docks and pull out a heavy crossbow. And you see the arrow fly through the air, but the Sarasati sees it and ducks out of the way just in time. And that's Fadio's turn. Captain Olin Jinx is going to pull out both of his rapiers and charge up with you, Witcher. All right, Cass, it's your turn.
So I can do 30 feet. That gets me to the boxes, right?
Yes, that gets you to the boxes. You'd have to use your dash action to get up onto it, though.
I would do that.
Make me an athletics check. So run up and on the top box, like I said, they're not tied down and it slides off and you fall off on the other side. Okay, Eston, we're back to you.
Right. Do I see it now? From like 50
feet
you
can,
away.
You can see it now.
All right, then I'll say to the captain, watch out, it's a vampire. Don't let it touch you. And he will keep running, readying himself not to let the vampire get past this part of the docks. And he will, as a bonus action, down a potion of black blood. For resemblance, it's the potion that Geralt drinks in the Trail of Night to Remember, where he fights that vampire in the in the hut, or in the shack. And that's all you can do for now.
Katrin, it's your turn.
Well, let's see if this thing likes fire. I will run up to the table and then I will start casting fire at it. Let's do some scorching ray to start with. So that is one scorching ray coming up. So three, of course.
Yes. Two of them hit.
Okay. I'm guessing it's a 17 and 23.
Yes.
That's a five and that's an eight.
You shoot off three beams of fire at this creature, and one of them misses, but the other two strike him in the chest. And now it's turn. Witcher, in front of you, this creature disappears, but you see a faint trace outline of it as it moves around, and it seems to move faster when it's in the state. Mm-hmm. But it's coming right at you and is going to take an attack with its claws.
I guess it would be an advantage when it's invisible.
Yeah.
Right.
That's 23 hit, I'm guessing.
That's it. Yeah, that's a hit.
So it comes in and it appears right in front of you and it's just too fast for you to bring up your sword in time and it gets you right across your left arm with its claws.
All right. And then I will roll a d8 because of my potion. Yes. It will take two poison damage.
It like screeches as it hits you and kind of steps back a bit. And that's its turn. This is Fadio's turn. He's just gonna die, monster, and shoots his crossbow again.
I respect him as a scholar. I do not respect him as a fighter.
Yeah, he's a little bitch. But he fucking makes his mark, and the arrow goes sailing through the air and sticks the creature in the shoulder. That is Fadio's turn. Captain Olin D. Jinx is going to... So he's going to run across the docks and then get to the edge of it and then leap across to where you are at, Esten, to try to make an attack. And let me see if he makes the jump. He does. He tries to swing with his left rapier, but it misses. But his right rapier, you can see like symbols glowing on the blade of like a blue and goldish color. And as he makes contact, lightning bolts come out of his blade and sink into the skin, doing a little bit of electricity damage. Sweet. That's his turn, Cass. It's your turn.
I would like to exclaim as I'm on the floor, fuck! And then try and jump the gap.
So that's a railing in front of you.
So can I stand on that? And then
you could stand on the railing and jump, leap, make an acrobatics check.
Well, if I fall in the water, this is going to be fun.
Oh no, on a natural 20, you do not. You like flip over the gap in the water and land perfectly on the dock.
I would like to knock an arrow.
Okay. You're going to have disadvantage because there's two allies in front of you in your path. You'd have to move like to the right more.
Then I would
but
not
you
like
still
to...
take the shot.
I would not like to knock an arrow.
Oh, wait, don't you have sharpshooter?
I do have sharpshooter. Yeah.
Doesn't that read that to me? Doesn't that do something for cover?
Yep, three quarter of a cover, I think.
You mastered range, you gain the following attacks at long range. Okay. So, yeah, I'll say no penalty then.
Oh.
Because so I guess this would be considered half, three quarters cover.
Why?
It's not really cover, but there's people standing in front of the monster, so I'm going to say that's kind of cover.
Do I?
So, no disadvantage, just a regular attack.
So, before I do that, how tall is the ship next to me?
It's a fucking ship. It's tall as fuck.
Would I be able to climb
the ship that can go across the open ocean?
If I use my dash action, would I be able to climb?
You'd need more than 30 feet.
Okay. Then I will fire.
If you had your full movement range and dash, I'd say sure, but you don't.
I will fire an arrow then.
Cool.
Obviously, that's using sharpshooter.
Negative one. So, yeah, well, you launch an arrow and it sticks in the back of Jinx's thigh. He's like, "Oi! What the fuck?" He like rips it out and then looks back at you.
Oh my god.
As I use my extra attack and fire another arrow.
Well, first you gotta roll damage to see how much damage you did to Jinx. 7. Ooh.
God damn it.
Well,
yep. And then I will fire another arrow.
I hate to say this, but if the vampire didn't smell blood before, now definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he did because he got Aston.
9.
So this time you change your aiming up after realizing where that last arrow went. And this one goes right through between Jinx and Aston, and it sticks straight into the upper part of his chest of the creature, doing 9 damage. All right, Esten, it's your turn.
All right. So as Esten hears the captain wince in pain, he quickly looks to the right and sees the arrow, but can't think of it anymore, and then faces the vampire again, and he will attack him twice, because now he has extra attack with the Shilvor sword.
Shilvor sword. Short.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I guess well, the first one misses. Yeah.
The first one misses.
Gosh. Why are you talking like this?
Well, like an old tiger. His
and okay. Then as a bonus action, I will cast Urden to prevent it from moving anywhere. It's that easily.
All right. You bring your silver sword up to do like an uppercut, and the Sarasti. Blocks it with its claws, and then you kind of dance around to the left of it and then get it across its shoulder blade, doing the damage that you did. And then you kind of do a twirling motion, then kneel down and place, as you're like in the motion of kneeling down, you're doing a hand gesture, and these runes pop up in a circle that glow purple. Perfect. All right.
Yep.
Catching.
Well, then let's do another Scorching Ray, just because. Why not?
That's
20, that's 20, that's a 20. Hits.
Oh my God.
How many fucking 20s?
Just rolled three 20s in a row. Not natural, but fuck.
That's 9, that's 11, and that is 5.
So you see these three beams of fire engulf the creature. And how much was that? Sorry.
25.
25, Jesus Christ.
Actually, make that 26 because there's a 1 in there.
Oh, God, you always.
I have to check.
All right. Is that your turn?
Well, actually, I would like to move a little bit closer on the other side of the table.
Okay. All right, it's the creature's turn. First of all, Jinx and Esten see this creature disappear again. It's going to move
even around. In the Arden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yarden only slows the creature. No. That's really all it does.
I mean, it's not a wraith. When a wraith like incorporeal, it can make them materialize.
I also watched the fight against this creature, and it looked like Yarden didn't do shit to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's only a thing with wraiths and specters.
Yeah.
But he needs more of his movement to get out of there.
Yes. Yeah. It becomes difficult terrain, but it did. And now it's going to attack Jinx from the back with advantage because it's invisible and 23 is going to do it. You kind of just sense it reappear, Esten, and it's too late for Jinx to move out of the way in time. He is also a little bit drunk right now, but doesn't get hurt too bad with the claws that dig into his back. All right, it is Fadio's turn. He's going to move. That should be good right there. He's going to just fire with his hand crossbow again. 19 hits. That's Fadio's turn. Captain Olin D. Jinx. Motherfucker. And he spins around with both of his blades like out to the side, like in the opposite direction of where you are, Esten, to double attack this creature, which is... First one does it, and second one does it. All right. So, yeah, you see him swing, like, pivot on his, like, one of his feet, and he spins around and gets him, like, right across the stomach area with both of his blades. And it is Cass's turn.
Well, I would like to use my dash action and climb the ship.
All right. Make me an athletics check.
Would it be acrobatics or athletics?
Athletics, it's a climbing base skill. Yeah, you make it up just fine. There's plenty of things to grab onto, ropes and stuff to hoist yourself up, and you get onto the top deck.
End turn.
It's down.
Right.
It's your turn.
Yes, I will spin around and again attack it with my silver sword.
Okay.
Two 16s.
They both miss.
Ooh.
As you start to attack it, it like screeches and then goes invisible. Sorry. And like scurries out of the way.
As a bonus action, I would like to cast Ard on it.
Ard?
Yes.
That's the mind?
And
right? Mind control?
No, that's Axie. Ard is the force push, basically.
Yes, okay.
15 what is foot it? Cone.
Strength save, I think it is?
Yeah, strength saving throw.
Okay. What happens if it fails?
It's knocked back 10 feet.
Oh, okay, it gets knocked back 10 feet.
All right, and it takes 1d6 of force damage.
Okay.
One, great.
you practically, you know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi this shit, and literally like force push, and a big force of energy releases from your body, and it collides with the creature, and it is pushed back 10 feet, and but doesn't seem like it like really hurt it that much at all.
Yeah, yeah. And I will move around it and keep it here.
Okay.
Walk the way here. And that's my turn.
All right. It is Katrin's turn.
Does this creature have wings?
Mm-mm. Nope. Just really long arms and claws.
Okay, so bear with me here.
Okay.
I would like you to make a constitution save.
Okay.
For that creature.
Okay.
Because I'm casting a spell.
What am I trying to beat?
14.
I got a 15.
Damn it! Well, nothing happens.
Okay. What spell was it?
No, you'll not know.
I'm going to guess it was Leather Tate.
Maybe.
I guess right.
Nice. That's my turn.
Nice.
It's a good guess.
That was a good call, though.
Okay.
It was.
Actually, I'm... Sir... It's fine.
No.
It's my turn.
Okay. All right. It's turd. It's going to go invisible in front of you, Esten, and move past you, which it won't take opportunity attacks because it's invisible. And it's going to run at Katrin, which you can't. Yeah. You're just like, Katrin, you just see this thing disappear.
That's what I was afraid of.
And then all of a sudden, right in front of you, this creature appears. And it's going to try to bite you.
Shield? Actually, I don't need shield. No mind.
14?
Yeah, AC 15.
Your AC is 15?
Yep.
Well, that's good because, you know, vampire stuff. That's its turn.
Can I throw up a question real quick?
Yeah.
So it's been shot with an arrow. Does the arrow go invisible?
I guess it would. Since it's in inside its body?
Yeah, I'd say it would.
Just checking, because if it was still outside the body...
Yeah.
Do you see the arrow?
Yeah, you could like follow it. Yeah.
And I don't have any moon dust bombs yet.
Nope. Not yet. All right. Fadio is gonna be like, because it just like disappeared and reappeared right in front of you, Catcher. He's gonna try to shoot with his crossbow. And it misses it.
Don't tell me.
Esten, you see an arrow land right by your foot. A little crossbow bolt.
Hey, but because if it would have hit me, I can try to deflect it. So it's not shooting my thigh.
So you're saying I can shoot an arrow at you willingly and you can like deflect it into a creature?
Well,
not in
depends
on the dice, but yeah, that could happen.
Right. Yeah. I think it's back at the person that's shooting.
I was gonna say, either way, that's kind of
it's Jinx's turn. He's like looking around, like, where the fuck? And then he finally sees it and he's like, oh, I can't fucking make it. It's just running. That's his turn. Cass, it's your turn. You're up on a boat.
Ship. I'm going to move to the edge of the ramparts here. Looking down, do I see the creature?
Yes.
Then I will fire an arrow at it. Okay. That seems to be my go-to because that's all I can really do. Bam, 14.
This is... You launch your arrow and you're like trying not to shoot Katrin and it just sinks into the wood by its foot.
Extra attack.
Okay.
That's another arrow then. 21.
Yeah, that definitely hits. This one, though, you launch it, and like he's going up to claw Katrin, and it just goes straight through his hand. He looks, screeches out in pain, and then snaps his neck back at you.
Can I hide behind the ramparts? Just like
no, because you're not a rogue. I mean, you can crouch down, but like it knows where you're at.
I was like, you don't see me. You don't see me. Don't see me.
Okay, Esten.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to sheathe my silver sword and pack out my chain and keep it in both hands. And I would like to run up to its back because I think it's still facing Katrin.
Yeah, it is.
And from behind, I would like to wrap my chain around him and be like behind him and holding it tight and trying to grapple it like that. Because when it goes invisible, at least the party will see where I'm being... drag like Frodo on him.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea actually.
What do you want me to
roll? Let's just do a strength
dex
just straight out strength. I'll roll a saving throw, you roll a strength, just not straight out strength,
or not athletics, just without modifier.
Okay. I mean, and the reason I'm doing that is because its back's turned, it's not paying attention to you, and to just like throw a chain around and grab it around something it's fairly easy. So,
never mind. Then I rolled a 9.
Hey, I rolled a 7. You're successfully, it's grappled. Right as of right now, it's officially like grappled. So, it's like can't make any attacks or anything unless it breaks through the chains.
Which would also require
holding strong, fuck you, bitch. I got you. All right. It is Katrin's turn.
Well, now that he's on the creature, I can't do burning hands. Otherwise, I'll burn Esten as well.
I mean, I'm behind him, but
yeah,
the flames go up behind as well.
Yeah.
It's a cone. Let's just pull out my sword and use it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good
because I have no other melee stuff.
You won't find an easier target to hit than
Yeah, restrained. I mean, you one get advantage because he is grappled.
Okay, well, he has a short sword.
Which, don't you have disadvantage using that right now?
Yeah, still, she doesn't have the proficiency yet.
Yeah, it's because I don't
so have the it's just there Give is no sec, advantage need, or yeah, disadvantage. I need to
roll again. That's the real
no, number. No. You're fine with your it's first one.
Actually, 13. No. Yeah, but -3 from that because I don't get the proficiency. Apparently, the weapon.
Oh, well, that'd be a 10. That still doesn't. Yeah, it would be a 13. No, yeah. You just you're like
she missed,
you got a swing and you hit the chain instead of the actual creature. So it doesn't break the chain or damage it. It's just you just hit the chain instead of the creature.
Well,
we'll have to work on your sword play.
I am training, but still,
yes.
I have no other way of defending myself when it's close.
Yes.
Apart from burning hand, but Esther keeps moving in front of me when I'm burning hand.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, that's my turn.
On his turn, though, he is going to try...
I mean, it's up to you what the save is. That depends on how strong you deem the chain to be.
I think we're going to keep doing your roll of strength because it's against you. And on his turn, he's going to try to break out of it, so you'll have to like try to restrain him again each time. So roll a strength check again, and I rolled a 12 for my saving
throw. That's a save.
Yeah. That's because I am trying to make a save.
Oh, 22. I'm also trying to save.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Either way, you keep him right where he can go, and that's going to be his turn.
All right.
Vadio is going to sidestep so he doesn't shoot. Well, he could shoot over you because you're on the stairs, but either way, he's going to roll his dice. I'm going to roll his dice, and he's going to miss. He sucks ass at fighting. He's not a fighter. You're like Esten, you're struggling with this monster, and his head like moves to the left so you can see like in front of him, and you see an arrow coming at you. You're like, whoa! You dodge out of the way at the last second, and it goes over, and you hear a splash land in the water somewhere behind you. And that's his turn. Captain Jinx is like, I'll help you, Master Witcher.
Kill it! Runs. Kill it!
He's going to jump off your shoulder with both of his rapiers and try to stick it like in like through the vampire's neck and like try to take him to the ground. So I'll give him advantage on his.
Would that be an attack roll?
I guess on his attack. But first, let's see if he can jump off your shoulders. Ah, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does it. He sinks both of his rapiers into this creature and you just all three of you both just kind of go over, and now Jinx is on top of him with his rapiers dug into his shoulders, and you still have the chain around him, and you like kind of scramble to your feet and maybe are like on a knee with one foot on the ground, kind of like pulling up back. Okay. Roll
He's
down.
Getting fucked.
Yeah, he is. Okay. Yeah. So that's what's happening right now. How dare you hurt my ship? says just like screaming, he's like just which you can see drool coming out of his mouth because he's so angry about him breaking parts of his ship
and drunk.
And also a little drunk. Yeah,
and he did a good job with that move despite him being drunk.
I'll tell you guys something funny about him after the fight, but it is Cass's turn. Cass, you don't really have a good shot because you see Esten and this captain just on top of this creature. So you don't really have a good shot. I will give you disadvantage at this point.
Hold my turn.
Okay.
Well, if the creature is prone, he also gets disadvantage on any ranged attack on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you just waiting for like the monster to maybe break
So there's one thing I'd like to know whether I am going to hold my turn or not is
okay.
Where are its arms or hands, I would say?
To its side, like one claw you can't see just because of the two people standing on top of this monster, but the other one's held into his side, and one claw about this much. That's the only movement, just from his elbow.
Then I would like to still hold in my turn, but ready an arrow for if one arm does escape. I would like to make an attack to pin that hand to the deck.
Okay.
Through the hand. That's good.
That's a good idea.
To wait for that.
Okay. Esten.
Yeah, I would spend my action again to keep him there.
Okay. You don't need to make a roll yet because it's not his turn to try to break free. Katrin.
Well, since it's also prone, I can't really do much against it.
Sword. At the moment.
I'm not running back up to it.
Touch it with your hands.
Bother with a stick.
You got burning smooch. Give it a kiss.
No.
Give it a big old smooch.
I will cast minor illusion in front of it, probably what's it called? Intelligent to know that it's an illusion, but
Well, but we'll see. Still, what's your illusion?
Me.
You?
Yeah, in front of it.
Okay. Do I need what?
Then you need to roll it. Then it's more. Yeah.
If that would that be?
If it's normal intelligence, it's higher than my spell DC. It knows it's an illusion.
Well, I'll just straight up tell you its intelligence is 12.
Oh, well, so it has to roll.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah, because mine minus 14.
Okay, let me...
I think. Give me a sec.
I got a 13.
You're losing a minor illusion, right?
Yeah.
It's actually investigation.
Oh, okay, well, 13. It's still a 13.
Okay, well, it doesn't know it's me. Doesn't know it's an illusion.
Perfect. It's going to try to break the hold on you two. The strength saving throw. Witcher and Jinx, roll me a saving throw. Strength.
Unless it's on advantage, I'm fucked.
I will say it's advantage because there's two people on top of this.
All right, then it's a natural 20 for me. Otherwise, okay. It would have been a 7.
That's good. He kind of throws Jinx off. He like bucks up and throws Jinx off, and his swords come out, and he kind of like falls backwards. Jinx does on his back, but you steady fast, and you take one foot, you put it on the back of his neck, and push his face down into the dock, like the wood of the dock, and then tighten the chains once again and keep them to the ground. Okay, it is Fadio's turn, and he's doesn't even know what to do. He's just been fucking up, so he's just gonna come over here and hide behind these crates. Captain Jakes is gonna like stick one of his swords into the dock, get up, then stand up and steps over the monster, puts his blades just like crossed at his neck. Fucking sick of you. You killed some of my crew and you hurt my ship. And you just go fing and try to decapitate the creature's head. As he does that, Jinx just gets covered in blood.
Oh.
just a spray of blood happens, but the creature's not dead yet. It's still moving around. All right, Cass, it's your turn.
Do I have line of sight on creature yet?
No, not ever since Jinx went got on top of the creature.
Then I will hold my arrow still and hold my turn. Hopefully it doesn't break out.
Okay, Aston, we're back to you.
Chains.
With you being on top, and you can see the damage done to this creature. You can tell it's losing its strength.
Yeah,
very quickly.
I'm keeping the grip tight.
Yep. Okay, Katrin, it's your turn.
Well, kill it.
I would like to move up to it.
Okay.
And because it's a dagger, everybody can use daggers. I'll stick it with my dagger then, instead of my short. I probably have an easier time hitting that.
Yeah, and advantage too. 18 hits.
That's a 3 piercing damage. Step.
You go to try to like stab it between the eyes, but it moves right at the second. You just cut off one of its ears.
Huh. Oh.
Well, that's my turn.
All right. It's turn. And it now is going to have disadvantage because it's...
Strength save again?
Yes, please.
20.
Yeah, blew it out of the water. I rolled a 4. Yeah, you... It tries to like just move a little bit, but you can tell, like I said, it's lost practically all of its strength, and it's starting to become really easy to hold this creature. Fadio is gonna continue to hide. Jinx, he's gonna stab one of his rapiers into the dock, so it's like bouncing kind of back and forth, stuck in the wood. Pull up, take the other rapier, stab it into the neck so you can see it come out the other side, then pick up the one he stabbed and go straight through the top of the head all the way through so it sticks back into the wood, coming out the bottom of its jaw. And that is combat over. So,
I'm still holding on to the chains and looking up to Jinx. Good job.
You feel the body twitch a couple times, and then just go limp.
Letting go of the chain then and unwrapping the chain, like wrapping it around my arm and then pack it back in.
Well, Jinx turns around to you, Essen, just covered in blood. And he pulls out his blades and like flicks them to the side to get the blood off. And he does a real nice little finesse trick and then sheaths them in his, on his back. What the fuck was that?
That was a vampire.
A vampire? That didn't look like a vampire.
Yeah, a lesser vampire.
Like humans and like have fangs?
No, not all of them. It's an Akimara. It came out of that sarcophagus, apparently, that you brought with her.
Well, yes, obviously. I mean, broke part of my ship, speaking of which. And he, like, starts to walk away and goes to his ship.
Are you okay with that, with your wound in your thigh? I saw something hit you.
Yeah, and you notice he's not really limping, and you could probably get this from that he's just drunk. Oh, and the fun fact about him, he gets advantages to any dexterity checks when he's drunk.
Oh,
like a
is he a monk of the drunken fist style?
Practically. Think of that just like a pirate version.
You got something on your clothes.
Yes, I do. And he like takes a couple steps to the side of the dock, because once you're on the docks, there's no railings, and he just like falls backwards into the water.
Can I try to hold him before he falls in?
He wants to do this.
Okay.
And he's just like backstroking in the water.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Swimming around.
You know, well, yeah, I could have cleaned you with magic.
Why? How would he know?
Who
that?
Needs magic?
How would he know?
Can I jump
Who
from
needs magic?
Can I jump from this boat to the dock?
Yeah, making an acrobatics check, because that's
you just climbed 30 feet. Yeah. Just remember that.
Yeah, you land like perfectly superhero. Oh. He's like, oh, watch, he's gonna do the superhero landing. He's gonna do the superhero landing.
Really hurt
it's
knees.
Really bad for your knees.
Really bad for your knees.
So yeah, I'll jump across, having landed with the old flourish of the arms in the air like a gymnast.
Yeah.
And I will try and scout for my arrows, one which is now covered in blood from Jinx.
Yeah, that one's like laying over by the dock, or on the docks, right over where they first were fighting. So
how many of them do I get back?
You can get two back. How about that?
That works a treat. I will take two.
All right.
Now, where was I?
See Jinx get out of the water. He just like swims up to the dock and just like pushes himself out. And then he walks over to his ship and starts like looking at the damage.
Adio.
Is it over?
Yes. Shall we continue our conversation?
Yeah, maybe not here, though.
No, let's go.
And he like walks up to the body like really cautiously and like pokes it with his hand crossbow.
I think it is dead.
I guess we guess it'll look good in the museum.
Are you all right?
Right side.
Is anybody hurt?
Yeah, I'm fine. Badio says.
Right.
You don't have any mean of keeping that fresh.
I was going to put it back in the sarcophagus it came in.
Good luck.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but I mean, I kind of want to burn it first.
Oh, I can help with that.
But I mean, look good in a museum, so I don't think we should burn it.
It is dead now, so
face is really fucked up.
No more dangers coming from him.
I don't know. I'm just saying it'd look really good in my museum.
I would like to pick up the little ear that was cut from with his rapier and like.
They're actually fairly big. Like they're like fairly big ears. Like it's not like a elf ear. It's they stick like straight out to the side and are probably a few inches long.
Was the entire ear cut?
Yeah, almost. Like not. Most of it, like 80% of it was.
Okay, then I would like to pull forth my dagger and cut the second ear completely off to have it as a trophy.
It's like, oh man, you guys are fine. It doesn't even look good anymore. I guess I'm not going to take it in the museum. We'll just take the coffin. Okay, you can burn it if you want.
It would decompose anyway, so it wouldn't look good for long, I'm afraid.
I guess so. We could have tried to like mummify it or something, but...
Can I take a tooth?
It's too late now.
Well, and let's have a look at your ship.
Can I take a tooth from it?
Sure.
I will.
Well, it's a fang, not a tooth. Fang. But yeah.
I will take a fang.
Careful with that.
Yeah, I was just about to say roll a
Well, I'm not touching it because I know what a tooth is.
But yeah, but you still got to cut it out, and you could potentially stab yourself on one of the other tooth, which could lead to some fun things. So roll survival?
Dexterity? Because I'm cutting a tooth?
No, this is like animal stuff. So it'd be...
It wouldn't be animal handling, I think. Or nature. Nature or survival. Nature? Nature. Come to my mind.
Yeah, natural 20, you're fine. You rip, you pull one out. Well, why? You cut one out.
Why do I get natural 20s on the pointless shit?
I mean, hey, that was pointless. I mean, you could have become a vampire here just quickly.
That's very true.
Okay, what do you guys doing?
I will be following Thaddeo.
Yeah, let's check on your ship.
Jinx is already at Jinx.
Yeah, Jinx is already at the ship.
And you walk up, and there's like a little like wooden plank for people to walk up and down, like you'd see at the docks. And you see him, and he's just like, he like has multiple wood pieces of splinters. He's like, it's okay, baby. I'll put you back together. It's okay. It's just a little cut. Don't worry. There's like tears rolling down his face. He really loves his ship. All right. This is his pride and joy. This would be like slapping your mom or something. Yeah.
If only I have mending, which I don't.
That's what you guys see. He's not really paying any attention to you guys.
Well, I'm going to stand pretty much near where we were fighting, looking over the railing toward the ship.
Okay.
With Kage beside me and literally just going to be staring out over the water and at the ship.
Yeah, it's beautiful night. The water here is really clear, super clear night. It's a really nice scene now that there isn't a vampire trying to kill you all.
Yeah, Jinx, if you need any help fixing that, I'm sure you and your boys can do that better than us. But if you need any help... in the morning, I'm kind of tired and I need to rest and clean up that little scratch here.
Thanks. Thanks, Witcher. I appreciate it.
It will be all right. She will look at
this. He's just like on his knees, like hands full of wood, just like bawling. Oh, he's so sad about his ship.
Sailor and his ship.
Oh, God. He loves his ship. And then he kind of like gets up and like he's got all the wood, like. Not stacked, but piled up like next to it. He's like, I guess I could wait till the morning. Let's go get a drink. And he like starts to like
yeah, that's
pout
really good
away idea. Back to the inn.
Don't you have tavern. A ship, right?
Yeah, of course we do. It's just it's painful to see.
Okay. Well, back to the inn.
Yep.
All right. It's pretty late at this point, and you guys have been traveling for almost a week on ship. What would you like to do?
Approach the innkeeper.
Okay.
Greetings, good sir. Sorry to disturb you all in the middle of the night, but...
That's all right.
We need a rest. Do you have some rooms?
Yeah. How many rooms do you need?
Three.
Three? Yeah. We got three available.
Or two. Two rooms. We have a lady with us. My buddy and I can go in one.
Okay. So, yeah. Room for two and then a room for
three beds. Yes. Yeah. How much would that be?
The single bed room will be 25 gold and then the room with two beds will be 50.
All right. Here you go. And I will give him 75 gold pieces.
Yep. And he gestures down the hallway and says, your rooms are right down there. Last two on the left.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Let's get some rest.
All right. You guys have a nice sleep. This is a fairly nice inn. The only one in town, but fairly nice. You guys wake up in the morning. What do you want
to
do?
I would like to find Thaddeo.
Yeah, you walk out into like the main hall of the inn, but you don't see him. It's probably like 9-ish in the morning. I imagine you guys probably slept in a bit, maybe even 10. We'll call it 10. So you guys went to bed so late.
Well, I'll go to the dock then to see if he's on the ship.
Yeah, you see like the Griffinfall crew like making repairs on the ship, and the body is now of the creature that you guys were fighting is now gone. There's a blood stain, but you don't see Thaddeo. He might be in the ship though.
I will ask one of the crewmates. Have you seen Thaddeo?
Not today, no. No, I haven't. Well, I think he might still be in his room, maybe. I don't know.
In the tavern or on the ship?
Probably in the tavern, I think.
Okay.
Thank
but you. I could be wrong. He might be in the marketplace. Who knows? I don't know. He does his own thing. So.
I'll go back to the tavern and okay. wait there.
All right. Yeah, you like get a seat at a table and stuff. A girl comes up to you and says, miss, would you like anything to eat or drink?
Just a normal breakfast would be fine.
Okay. All right. That's 3 gold pieces.
I will give her 3 gold.
All right. I'll be back in as soon as it's ready. She hurries back off into the kitchen area. And not too long after, she returns with a plate of warm food and fruits and bread.
Yep.
All right. What are the guys doing?
I would wake up, go down to the bar. Do I see any elves?
Elves? Make a perception check.
I would be with him. Can I also do one?
Yeah, sure.
Guess we would walk together. Oh, natural 20.
Yes, a natural 20.
Are there elves?
No, you look around. There's not really too many people. There's like 3 people that look like they might work at the docks eating breakfast, probably before they go to work for the day. And then you see Katrin sitting at a table enjoying her breakfast.
How many people are in the tavern right now?
3 and
so there's the 3 men, yeah. You 2, Katrin, the innkeeper, and then a couple waitresses.
And I would like
bar wenches for all purposes.
I would like
witches. I'm the bar witcher.
In Elvish, so obviously speaking in Elvish, exclaim good morning in an Elvish so everyone in the bar can hear. Hoping I'd get a reply.
Why are you obsessed with elves?
Nobody is really paying attention to you because nobody speaks Elvish.
I would look next to you. Just checking. Good morning to you too. I would reply in Elvish.
You speak Elvish? Oh.
Yeah, it's like the only additional language I know, but the speech is it's nice.
Kes, why are we speaking Elvish in Elvish?
Everyone speaks Elvish here. This is cool. Yes. Every morning when I would wake up, I would be greeted in Elvish by my master, and I felt like.
Do you want me to greet you in Elvish every morning?
That's too intimate. I don't know you that well yet.
I can do it in Dwarvish as well.
I'm a bit rusted in it, but since I've not spoken it for a time,
it's nice to know that my friends speak Elvish.
Just keep it to yourself when we get to the dwarf.
I don't plan to speak Elvish to dwarves. Anyway, what's the plan today, guys?
I still need to get information of Thaddeo.
Well, where is he?
I don't know.
So you need that information in order to get another information.
Yes. You are correct.
So we need to find out where Thaddeo. Would he be at the ship?
Barkeep. Have you seen Thaddeo? You're that little gnome somewhere in the morning.
Yeah. He headed out kind of early this morning. Not sure where he went. Had breakfast, and I think he said something about going to the markets, maybe talking to the queen. I don't know.
Where is the market here?
Oh yeah, if you leave out here and hang a right, and just kind of follow the pathway, the main pathway around the whole city is just one big circle, so it's really hard to get lost here. But yeah, if you just follow it around, you're come to a big open, like a big plaza. Yeah, that's the marketplace. You'll know it when you see it.
And you said something about a queen? Is she who's in charge here of this place?
Yeah. Our king
Estan a nudge. Like,
died recently, died. Like a month two back in Evercroft, on the Evercroft attack. So yeah, it's just the queen. But she's been doing a great job. I hate to say it, and he leans in. Better than the king, actually. I kind of hope she just stays in charge, honestly. She's been doing great.
Why did he fail?
I mean, he didn't fail. He did a good job. I'm just saying she's doing a better job.
I see.
Yeah, well, he was a good king. Nice, like, good king to his people, but she just seems to be a little better.
Yeah, now my character remembers that this fellow died in the in the throne attack.
That was the nudge. That was the nudge from Cass.
Yeah, I know. All right. Thank you. And... Yes. After having some breakfast for himself, at the table.
Yeah, I mean, if you need some breakfast, it's 3 gold pieces.
Yeah, sure thing.
And once you sit down with Katrin, not too long after, she brings out some food. one of the bar wenches.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
Can I write a letter?
To whom?
Not to whom.
Just anybody?
No. The letter is specifically for a place.
Oh.
It is for Nazareth. That was the one.
Nazareth, the school of sorcery.
Yes.
Yeah, you can send a
letter. I send a letter regarding on if they have information on the purple-eyed people.
Okay.
And if it would be available for me to get.
Yeah, you like send it to like the headmaster. And yes. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
It's like,
and I would also like to know everything they have on the stones that got mentioned.
Yeah, stone you'll shard. Have.
Yeah.
You'll have to like find a mailing service, but every town has one.
Yeah.
Like a courier service, I should say.
Like a black horse courier.
No, that's an actual thing in Colorado.
Really?
Is it?
Black Horse it Carrier. It's a semi. It's like a semi company that like is a courier.
Yeah. Didn't you send a picture of that?
It was like right after we came up to it in our first campaign, yeah. And the very next day, man. I was driving to a place for work. And I got behind the semi and it was this black horse that was like rearing up on its back legs and it said black horse carrier. I was like, no nice. Fucking way.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Now I think there's a whole conspiracy behind them because I made one behind mine, but that's okay. Different campaign, different time.
Now the question is, did Bethesda invented that before or after that?
After that, yeah.
After
I don't know.
That, okay. So it's from
that
Colorado.
Is a question for Todd Howard,
right?
So
yeah. So you guys are sitting around a table. So what would you like to do? That you should probably cut all that out too. By the way,
I might just keep it because it's nonsense. It's very
no, please don't.
Some random shenanigans. Meanwhile.
You just got done eating breakfast. What do you guys want to do? You got done writing your little letter.
I would like to send the letter. So I'm guessing the courier system.
It's in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's in the marketplace. And so, that gives me the reason to go there as well. Market? Because, yeah, I need to find
Thaddeo.
Yeah,
Catherine, you wanted to speak to Thaddeo, right?
Yes.
I spoke to the barkeep. He saw him leave early for the market looking
Are
there.
Are we heading to Ellingfall later this evening or this afternoon sometime?
I guess, yeah, sure. Mm. I mean, that was our destination after all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to go see Thaddeo in the market, so I'm presuming we go to the market, stock supplies. I'll go grab the horses, and then I'll meet you guys at the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have rations for 2 weeks.
I still need to go grab the horses, though.
Yep. But yeah, then let's find Thaddeo and tell him about our quest, actually.
All right. Yeah, you guys leave the inn and the air is filled with salt. Kind of a fishy smell a little bit coming from the docks. It's not too big of a place, but the cobblestone streets are fairly populated with people at this point since it is late morning. Take a few minutes walking on the main street and it opens up into a plaza with a nice little fountain right in the middle. There's a few bards playing around the fountain and some people dancing and you see a blacksmith, you see a little like a mail service, like a courier service, you see a common goods store. Both of you give me perception checks to see if you can find Thaddeo.
That's not included me because I'm going to go to the horse.
Yeah, nope, not you. So just Esten and Katrin.
21!
Nice.
It's another natural 20. How many fucking can we get?
You're looking around, but you don't know if it's just too crowded. Now, it's not like crowded like a busy day in Evercroft, obviously, because due to the population here is a lot smaller, but it's still pretty crowded. And you just don't know because he is a gnome, he is very short. If he's just in the crowd of people and you just can't see him because he's so short, or he's not in the open part of the plaza of the market area.
Well, I'll find the courier station and mail that letter.
Okay. Yeah. It's, you can see it. The plaza it's a square, like literally it's like built in a square, and the courier service is like right in front of the fountain. And so, yeah, you walk in, there's a couple people, like there's one person writing a letter off to the right at a table. Another person is talking to a clerk at a desk, and there's another clerk that looks up when you walk in, a little bell goes off and says, ah, how can I help you today, miss?
I would like to send a letter to
All right.
Nazareth, the school of sorcerers or sorcery.
Ah, cast in it. Evercraft.
To the my cousin
goes there. Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Sean.
Oh, I do not know him. Well,
yeah, he's first year this year. He's fairly young.
I would like to send it to the headmaster.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. And he like takes it from me. He's like, he does some like calculations on like a little board thing, and says that'll be 15 gold to get it there. If you wanted express,
no, that's fine. That 15 gold. No?
Okay, yeah. I should get there in about 5 days.
Thank you. Well, have a good day.
Ah, you too.
And I will leave.
Like, takes your letter and then goes behind a door and presumably gives it to somebody to give it to a courier.
Yeah, my character would browse or go through the marketplace through the crowds, have a look if he can spot the gnome while Captain's going for the postal
and
office.
And give me a perception check.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You both got natural 20s. you think you see him sitting like outside of, there's no better way to describe it, like
a
coffee shop. Yeah, it's like a coffee shop cafe. But then he like looks up as he takes a drink and it's not him. It's just another gnome. But you don't see him either.
God damn it.
A strange feeling.
Yeah, continue searching until I have something better to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the marketplace. So I'll just tell you that right now. You guys are right. Natural 20s. But yeah, he's, you know, you walk around, you hang out a bit. He's just not in the marketplace.
But he was also supposedly a maybe. He wanted to speak to the queen.
Might have been speaking to the queen.
I don't think we've asked if there is also like a royal building for the rulers here of this place, like a Nevercroft.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, not a castle, but is there a town master's hall?
Yeah, I shouldn't say castle. I would say it's more like a town hall, but the royalty family lives there.
Yeah.
It's like it's a big building with like pillars out in front of it. There's like five pillars that are stone.
So let's
and then
say
there's
this,
like steps up to the front door.
Like Dragon Reach in one.
Yeah, exactly like that, actually. Mm.
Yeah. Can I ask some stranger in the market if there's such a building?
Yeah. Yeah.
A place where the queen would be.
Yeah. You stop a man and he says, yeah, of course. It's keep going around the loop and you'll run into it. It's on the right hand side. Big building with stone pillars outside. There's like big five stone pillars. It's one of a kind, so it's gonna be really hard to miss.
Mm. All right, thank you, good sir. Yeah, I would return to the post office to meet up with Katrin.
Yeah, and at this time she's walking out.
Mm. Hey Katrin, I didn't spot Fadio in the marketplace, though the barkeep mentioned that he maybe wanted to see the queen. And there's a residence of them up in this direction. Maybe he's still there.
I got a bad feeling about this, but sure.
Yeah. And I lead Katrin through the crowd and follow the direction that the stranger pointed me to.
Can you give me a heads or a reminder on where did that blood streak go to?
Blood streak?
What, with the body? What? Yeah, for the vampire. Where was the body dragged to? Was it dragged to the ship or was it dragged away from the ship?
It was just like, it was already cleaned up, so you don't really know.
Okay.
There was like a stain of blood from like where you guys were fighting, but there was no like, there was no drag. There was no blood trail. There was just like the blood stain. Yeah.
Yep. No matter. Cause I got a bad feeling.
So are you guys hanging out at, or are you going to go to?
Yeah. We want to go to that residence.
Yeah.
The palace, we can call it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you walk for a bit, maybe like 20 minutes, and then you come upon the royal family's home and like the town hall almost. You walk up the stairs and the doors are open. It's a lot of these smaller palaces homes are kind of built the same way for simplicity. Typically double front doors, and when you walk in, it's typically a big room. And the king and queen will be sitting at the back of the room or in the middle. And in this case, it is the middle. And you do actually see Fadio talking to the queen.
Mm. Oh, thank God.
Seems like a pleasant conversation, though. Like, nothing seems out of the ordinary. And before you, like, take a couple steps in, and then two guards stop you and say, halt, what is your business here?
Technically, I don't want to intrude on a conversation, but I need to speak with Fadio.
You can speak with him once he's done with the queen.
We will wait right here.
I would ask you to wait outside, please.
I will wait outside them.
Yep. They step outside and they like, they don't step outside with you, but they like step into like the door frame. And why don't you, do you want to try to hear what they're saying?
No.
I would like to.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a perception.
Well, you have better hearing anyway.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
17.
You get from the conversation that they're like old friends, and it's literally just like, hey, I was in town. You know, I'm so sorry about your husband's loss, and but it looks like you're doing a great job. And from everybody that's told me, the people are really happy. So good job with that. And then she's like, oh, so did you find anything interesting on your last dig? She seems to be really interested about his line of work. And it just sounds like two old friends talking.
Conversation.
Yeah, it's just two old friends. You can tell they've known each other for quite some time now, and that he just really wanted to come by and say, hey, how's it going? You know, sorry about your loss. And kind of meet up with an old friend. That's really all it is.
Yeah. I'll lean over to Catherine. and I'm like, it appears they've known each other for some time. They are old acquaintances.
I'm sorry to say this, but it's impolite to listen into people's conversations.
What? I can hear that. I can't sit here with my ears shut. I mean, even hear you sometimes from some distance.
That, I'll just pretend I didn't hear.
I can also smell your perfume.
Please don't.
Is it lilac and gooseberries?
No, it's not. It's not. I am not a Yennefer.
Son of a bitch.
No, you're Triss.
Oh. Or Marigold.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I guess we will wait until we are told otherwise.
Yeah, it goes on for maybe like another 30 minutes. And then he comes out. Yeah, I mean, two old friends haven't seen each other in a while. Yeah. He comes out and says, oh, guys, what's going on?
Well, I was looking for you. Since we still didn't really get to what we discussed last night.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't. You wanted to know more about the ruins, right?
Yes, and you wanted to know more about the purple dye.
Yeah, people. Yes. I'll tell you what. I have some things I need to go do, but we could meet at the tavern later.
Well, we are a little bit short on time since we are planning on going to Ellingfall.
Well, I don't really want to part with it. But if you do need to go, and he like pulls, like he wears like a satchel, like a Indiana Jones kind of thing, you know, single strap. He like pulls it around. And he pulls out this leather bound book. Says, "Well, this is my travels experience in the ruins. If you want to take a look at it and give it to me before you leave, I'll let you look through it."
I tell you what, I'll look through it and I'll give it to Jinx before we leave. If you're not back by then.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just please do, because I'm not finished with it yet. So,
Of course. I thank you. I will have written down everything I know about the purple eyes as well and given it to Jinx.
Okay. Yeah, like on like a parchment, because in reality, you don't know that much about them.
No.
So, yeah, it will be just like a roll of parchment paper and you give it to him and he says, oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
But I will be mentioning the magic that we're using. But yeah. I will read over the notes on the ruins.
Yeah, would you like this back? I honestly don't know if I can give this back to you in time. Because I have a lot of stuff to do before we leave port. We're leaving like tonight, so.
Just a quick question. I mean, my friend will read through it, but did you notice any trails of monsters there that might indicate a presence of some?
Where?
And those ruins.
You know, no, surprisingly not. Not one single encounter. Whoa. What ruins are you talking about? Like the ones that I just came from?
In the Takuru jungle, the ones.
Oh, yeah, that place is... I didn't find any creatures, but a lot of people died.
Yeah, because a nearby farm was attacked, and maybe something lurks in there that's responsible.
Well, I went there over 100 years ago, so...
I see.
Yeah. But when I went there, we had lots of traps. Some weird magic stuff was going on that.
Did you write everything? Did you write everything of that in the book?
Yeah, yeah, most of it. Okay. At least. I mean, there's some few details that, like I said, it's not finished. So there's some details that are missing, but yeah.
Is there anything very important that we should know about that you did not write yet into your book if we should go there?
You know, not very sure. Not 100% sure. I mean,
great.
All right.
I think I got most of it down, but it's like 80% done. So,
Okay.
For this. And I will
thank you.
To Jinx.
All right. Well, I'm gonna head off and go do the stuff I need to do. If you guys need know more from me, and you see him,
everything.
Yeah, you see him walk off into the market, and he goes into like the common goods store. And all right, well, it's like midday,
so should we go meet back up with Kaz?
Yeah. While I'm walking, I'm gonna read in this book.
Read through it.
I will watch out that you don't walk through into a pillar or something while you're like. Reading that through the city. Yeah, I'm just saying, don't have foresight. At least I don't think so.
No.
Well, Cass, easy enough. You got the horses. Like I said, where you guys left them, it's not like an actual stable, but it's like a stable for the inn. So like it's kind of like a self-serve stable. You got to do all the cleaning and stuff. But
hey, Cass, we learned some things.
Yeah. All good, I hope.
Yeah, Katrin's got a book that she will analyze.
A book?
Yep, he wrote
an
expedition journal when he went there.
Oh, you met Fadio then?
Yes, we did.
Ah.
Also sent a letter, but that's not important.
Did you, was he with the queen, or was...
Yes, he was.
Yeah, they're old friends.
I told you, it's impolite to listen to conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what's the plan? Are we heading Ellenfall now? I'd like to get there. Like,
well, I did promise I would need. I would return this book after I was done with it. Give me 1 hour, and I'll have everything. I should be able to have everything in it.
Yeah.
Then we can deliver it back to Jinx, and then we can get on moving to Ellenfall.
How thick is this book? Is it like
It's more of a journal than a book. Yeah. I should say it's not very.
Yeah, something like that.
It's probably like 30 to 40 pages long.
Okay, so not a 100 pages novel on it.
No, it's no novel.
And since I said an hour, I'm going to copy everything in it.
Okay.
Down to paper.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Some speed writing.
Yes. I'm copying his notes into my own.
So you might want to take notes of this if you weren't going to.
Yep.
The journal that he gave you was his personal journal, obviously, and it describes the whole experience of the Dakuru jungle and the ruins 100 years ago. They didn't have monsters to worry about or anything like that. Their most encounters were with panthers and poisonous snakes. He talks about how they've lost a couple people due to sickness, like poisonous snakes, almost like malaria. Even like there's some diseases you can catch in the jungle just from the local bugs and snakes and poisonous creatures that live within it. It's kind of brief on how they got there.
Motherfuck.
He describes it's like an altar, like a standing altar, a small standing altar that he found in the Dakuru jungles, and he made like a small like sketch of it. So you could kind of line the sketch up with like the actual world map that you guys have and kind of get the location of where he's talking about. But he doesn't actually give you a straight location. It seems kind of weird throughout this whole journal. But he talks about this altar that they found. And in this altar, it has like four pillars, small pillars on the top. Like it was taller than him, but like average human height, it'd probably come up to your chest, right?
About 4 foot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about 4 foot tall and maybe like a foot wide in each direction. And it's just this square pillar. And at the top, it breaks off into four pillars. And at the top of these four pillars, they angle to a point. And at this point, there's this stone that looks like a crystal shard, but it's like stone colored. It's like this black stone. It's different color than the rest of the altar. So he knew that it was a different material. And So he started to study it, and after some time of studying it, he realized he needs some sort of magic, like it was some sort of it would activate something if you were to use a certain kind of magic, but he didn't know what kind of magic he needed to activate it. That was his first excursion there. About 50 years later, he comes back. It talks about him coming back with a man that he met that has purple eyes.
Motherfucker.
He met him there or somewhere else?
He met him somewhere. He doesn't say where he met him, but he met a man that said, hey, I can help you with this, what you're trying to do.
So let me get this straight. He got back to the Dakura Jungle Ruins 50 years later. So
50
that
years
be
later. 50 so I
years
guess
from this.
Yes, this journal starts 100 years ago, okay. But when he actually gets to the ruins, I guess it would be 50 years ago. Time skip, 50 years into the future, he comes back with this man with purple eyes. He says that the man's name was Jeeves, but he thinks that was a fake name.
Oh, motherfucker.
He says he thinks that's a fake name, and the man was very mysterious and very like would keep everything to himself. But either way, so they go back and he takes him to this altar, and then it talks about how he does some weird stuff with his hands, and like a purple aura of magic started to appear, and then the stone that looks like a crystal started to glow and actually turn into a shiny purple crystal. When he asked about it, he said, this is one of the 15 stone shards scattered throughout the lands of Vavengula. And as it glue, he said, all right, it is activated now. And this is the way to the ruins. Are you ready to go? And you see that Fadio obviously said yes. And then him and his whole crew held hands, and Fadio put a hand on this Jeeves guy, and they teleported to the ruins. And then once they were there, practically all it goes on about is he practically lost his entire archaeologist team. The people he hired to protect also all got killed, and only him and Jeeves escaped from the ruins. And the whole time in the ruins, it was heavily trapped by physical traps and magical traps. And he said the only reason Jeeves came with him was because he was looking for stone shards. These stone shards. And Fadio didn't really look into it anymore because Jeeves explained it that it just helps him. It practically makes him more powerful. It helps him concentrate his magic, these stone shards. But these stone shards are big. They're like, Fadio would have to like, it would be like a backpack for Fadio. If he was like, if you were to like strap it to his back, it would be like a big backpack for a gnome or a halfling. They're fairly large. They're probably like 2 feet long and maybe like a couple inches thick.
It's like if you guys have ever seen any of them big salt lamp where it's like a big glowing thing.
But bigger.
Right. But bigger.
Like Witcher, if you were to carry it, or any of you, you could like carry it like under your arm. Right. Like under your arm. Okay. Or you'd have to like princess carry it. That's how big they are. Yeah. And it goes on talking about how all he found was death, and he didn't really get anything from the ruins. He said he found some like paintings on the wall of like an ancient race, but there was no artifacts to be taken back. There were no books. There were no journals. There was no languages carved on the walls. It was a very mysterious ruin that he got nothing from except a whole team of dead people.
Lovely.
Well, but I got
and that's
book,
that's like the sum of the whole
journal.
Book.
What I got from this journal, Fadio met Jeeves.
So you got
no, Kes. I'm talking what about the Jeeves we killed.
No, I gathered that. I did gather that.
He met him 50 years ago. They got to the ruins by teleportation. Yeah. His whole crew was killed, apart from him and Jeeves.
Yeah.
And Jeeves was looking for the stone or the
stone shards.
Yeah, stone shards. And to make him more powerful.
And these purple people want the stone shards.
Apparently. To make them more powerful, I'm guessing.
Okay. And
to do what?
I mean, they're powerful enough. I kind of don't want them to have stone shards. Just going to say.
The thing is, I think something was set in motion at the Dakura Jungle Ruins 50 years ago. And Jeeves just let it roll. I think Jeeves planned that.
DM, when exactly did the monster attacks happen? 50 years ago, maybe?
No.
No, it was more recent. Not even 10 years ago. Like,
okay, I thought the monster attacks started right after they've been there 50 years ago.
Maybe like half a year, honestly.
Can I do a history check?
Sure.
On what? On my own memory.
How old is your character?
Like, of what? Like, what? Because you might not have this memory.
My master told me about anything that would have happened 50 years ago or changes in the jungle or something like
Roll
that.
Roll a history check.
No. You have no idea.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what you got from the journal.
And there's no more information than that.
So that's what you're getting for the journal?
Yep. I will deliver it to Jinx.
Yeah, he's... when you get to the docks, he's like... up on his ship, it's been repaired, and he is like got a checklist and just going through supplies.
Okay. I was told to deliver this to you and so you could give it to Thaddeo.
Is this one of his little journal things?
Yes. He lent it to me so I could read through it.
He like takes it from you, like kind of shoves it in like the ribbon, like the bands that are of cloth that are wrapped around like his lower abdomen. All right. Well, what are your guys' plans? We're heading to Dustacre for some much-needed R&R.
We are heading to Ellingfall.
Ah, City of the Dwarves.
Yes.
Haven't been there in a while.
Well, I can see because you're on a ship.
Yeah.
Ellingfall doesn't have any dock.
At sea as much as possible.
Yeah, I guess you have a...
The safest.
Rather keen relationship with your ship.
Mm-hmm. And he's like rubs the railing. You guys are standing next to me. It's my baby.
Yeah.
My pride and joy. I've dreamed of having a ship one day like this, and I have one finally.
Well, I will bid you a good day, sir.
Well,
and please don't try to undig
dig up. Tell that to Fadio. I'm just the trap. I'm just the boat guy. I just take people out of one place to the next.
Yeah. The next time someone wants to deliver a sarcophagus on your ship,
maybe careful. Yeah, be careful.
Well, you know, they're willing to pay. I don't ask questions.
It was good meeting you again, Jinx.
Yes.
And thank you for your help once more. And I shake his hand.
Thank you for my help. Or for your help.
My help.
Jinx, just remember what happened to your ship when they brought that the sarcophagus on your ship.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be more careful with transporting monsters from here on out. I was
you
thinking
shouldn't
about
transport
getting
them
some
at all,
cages
if you know.
Maybe some cages built. I don't know. There's people down in Belrick who love to buy fucking monsters and they pay high price for them. Maybe some some cages. That could be cool. Like in the very bottom, you know?
I think good day.
Could be a nice
watch habit. Out with that business. you never know.
It's very true. Well,
anyway, take care now.
Yeah. See you guys.
Yep.
And he goes back to what he's doing.
I will mount Sudi and
Sudi.
I will lead the way to Ellingfall, I'm guessing, because I don't think the others have a world map.
Yeah, I think you guys only have one with your party.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, the camera pans up into a nice blue shining sky, and we see our three adventurers leave Quickmire and head to Ellingfall, City of the Dwarves. Will they be kicked out of the city super fast because it's a city of dwarves and who knows, Cass is probably going to piss off a bunch of people? I don't know, but we'll find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Avengula.